Hallelujah. I have another dream for you. It's almost like it's been in a series of dreams. It's going to be another prophetic morning. We're going to discern our times a bit more today and see some awesome things that God is doing. He's moving in ways that we have prayed for quite some time. Now, the Lord has told us that we are in a war season through the midterm elections. And He said, an agitated spirit realm will stir violence in the natural realm. And that is, it's happening right in front of our eyes. The followers of Baal, like the prophets of Baal Elijah faced, are screaming. They're shouting, they're gnashing their teeth, they're begging their demon god to do something. They're desperate for their Antichrist agenda to work. And in desperation, they are yielding their voice like the ecclesia is to yield their voice for the king. They're yielding their voice now to demons. They're agitated. And increasingly, there are times when you can hear demons shouting through the mobs. You can hear the demons hissing through them. You can hear their guttural growls. You can hear the spewing of hatred. You can see the demon or the demonic personalities in the visage of certain politicians. Their eyes are demon windows. You can see they are temples of an unholy spirit. As their heart reveals through their mouths, a lust for blood, baby's blood, because Baal needs another drink, and they are obsessed with it. Some go so far as to blaspheme God, saying, well, I'm a person of faith. I'm a Christian. I belong to the church, and I see nothing wrong with abortion, some of these other things that are happening. Though God's word condemns the shedding of innocent blood, and you can't get any more innocent than a baby. Most certainly, the demonic realm is agitated. But the good news is, hell and its followers aren't dealing with the traditional, scared, vacillating church it's used to dealing with. Major changes have been made by the Godhead. The king has been busy building his church, his ecclesia, just as he promised. And there's a boldness that has been built into the true ecclesia that the world's not used to dealing with. Telling us to be quiet, telling us to stay out of things just isn't working. We've stopped paying attention. We're actually called to do what we are presently doing. There's a dominion and there's an authority that has been rising up that we now understand. We are actually authorized to be involved. We're actually called of God to be involved. We're commissioned to be involved and disciple the nation. There's a power that has been soaking into the remnant for years now, and it's increasing. Truth has been replaced, or truth has replaced demon doctrines such as separation of church and state. It's not in the Constitution, it's demon doctrine. It's most certainly not in the Bible. Glory presence has replaced feckless religion or compliant religion. Lions have replaced lambs in the pulpit. The Lord's spear carriers are joining ecclesia response teams. Decrees of faith have replaced spineless whimpering. Prayers have replaced wishful thinking. Backbones have replaced wishbones. Cowardly leaders have been replaced by courageous warriors. The true ecclesia has been and it is rising to live in a greater measure of the dominion mandate, the command of God in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And it has been taken seriously now. Go into all the world and exercise your dominion. The challenge of King Jesus to his ecclesia, the one he has been building for this time right now, defined in Matthew 16, 18, and 19, has also been taken seriously. Bind things, loose things, forbid things, permit things, lock things or unlock them. Rule and reign in my name. The Lord says, for the trumpets of war have sounded from heaven. Rise, ecclesia, rise to a new position. Rise in your authority. You will find it is more than enough. Rise and confront the forever loser with my words. He will flee from you. He will run in terror. Rise in confidence and face the dark kingdom. For the Lord declares the prevailing anointing is now flowing, now flowing, now flowing. The prevailing anointing now flowing will activate the attitude of heroes of faith. When Holy Spirit breathed those words into me earlier this week, that phrase caught my attention. It just riveted my focus for some reason. I had never thought about the attitude of the heroes of faith, their attitude. Attitude means a settled way of thinking that is reflected in behavior. Attitude means a mental state that shows. Evidently, thinking is being adjusted right now among the true ecclesia and the remnant. Attitude is also an aviation term referring to the direction of travel. I heard the Lord say, Holy Spirit is pouring out anointing on the ecclesia that will now affect its behavior. Now that anointing is being poured out. Holy Spirit's presence and anointing will fill the ecclesia and affect their mental state. It's going to show a shift in behavior will now be seen in the ecclesia. The anointing that's now being poured out from heaven, it's going to shift attitudes, and a settled way of thinking will now rise in the ecclesia to confront hell's kingdom. Its path, says the Lord, the direction it travels will show an aggressive resistance to hell's advances in our government and in our culture. A discernible attitude is now rising in the ecclesia. It is, says the Lord, an anointing for war. An anointing for battle. For the Lord declares the prevailing anointing now flowing, will activate the attitude of heroes of faith, millions of them. For my remnant has been accelerating in growth. My remnant has been multiplying. A determined anointing to win is now infusing my remnant like that of Gideon's 300. They will not surrender my kingdom on the earth to the government of man. They will not hesitate at demon noise. They will not relinquish their authority, their swords, their spears. The sword of my words will swing from their mouths, empowered to demolish strongholds, empowered to scatter and shatter enemy plans.
The sword of the word swung by my ecclesia's voice will be a disruptive force, confusing the plans of demon powers, and will disrupt the followers of Baal, causing disarray from coast to coast. I saw in the spirit realm some kind of national disruption is coming, and it's going to cause chaos in the followers of Baal of our time. For you will see, says the Lord, even this month, and then the months to come, the acceleration of the disarray. Disarray, confusion, bewilderment will mystify those committed to dark agendas. They will wear the yoke of confusion around their necks. They will reap their own destructive plans. I said, whatever is sown is reaped. Their harvest will now be reaped. My angels will assist it. My ecclesia will rise. Their attitude will show their confidence. Their behavior will show their trust in the true God. They will surrender nothing. They will not take the orders. They will not take their orders from hell-bent kings, hell-bent potentates, hell-bent governors, hell-bent presidents, hell-bent congressmen or women, hell-bent senators, prime ministers, mayors, hell-bent city councils, school boards, professors, or woke mobs. My ecclesia listens to what Holy Spirit says. Their orders come from the commander of angel armies. They are those who will stand for my cause. They stand for my words. They will not be intimidated or bullied. Their individual and corporate attitude is being anointed to prevail. Their heart is fixed in the anointing to prevail. Prevailing anointing will now produce prevailed for victories. Somehow the attitude of the early church and the early apostles is now being breathed upon us in these next 3 months or so, this war season. And we need to let it grow in us. We need to let it strengthen us. In the face of spiritual warfare, in the face of agitated mobs, the Apostle Paul, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, makes this statement: none of these things move me, nor hold I my life dear to myself. My life's God's. I will finish my race with joy, and the ministry the Lord has given. The Message Bible says of Acts 20, 24, what matters most to me is to finish what God started. The job or the assignment the Master Jesus gave me. That attitude is now rising among the ecclesia. It's an attitude of, let's finish our race with joy. Let's finish the assignment given to us. Let's finish the job the Master has given and release the gospel of His kingdom in all 50 states and in every nation of the world. The fearless ecclesia is being anointed at a different realm. It's rising to look, reprobate evil in the face, to stare down the shouters of blasphemy with the prevailing attitude of the first ecclesia. None of these things move us. None. None of your shouting moves us. We will prevail, and we will finish the God assignment, the assignment of the Master. The Apostle Paul also wrote to the ecclesia that was based in Babylon, or Rome. He writes to those who were contending in a hell's stronghold, which Rome was. He writes to them these words, Romans 8, 23 or 28. We know all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Verse 31, we know if God be for us, who can be against us? The Message Bible simply says, how can we lose? How can we lose? And then it was like he was on a roll, just firing up that ecclesia. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation do it? Will that do it? Or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or peril, or sword? Even as it is written, for thy sake that we are killed all day long, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay. Nay, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present or things to come, no height or depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. How can we lose? If God be for us, how can we lose? Sometimes you just gotta be reminded again, how can we lose? Is the devil bigger than God? Nay. Is he more powerful than God? Nay. Is he smarter than God? Nay. How can we lose? It's gonna turn. It's gonna turn in our favor. The ecclesia is built to prevail. God's on our side. How can we lose? How can we lose? Again, the Lord has told us we're in a war season through the midterm season, through the next 3 months or so. And He said an agitated spirit realm is going to stir violence in the national realm. And my ecclesia, the real church, must engage that battle with prayer and with faith decrees and worship warfare. Last week, we saw that God has given us divinely empowered weapons. They are weapons. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 through 5, or 4 through 6, tells us, they are weapons that tear down strongholds of hell. Or, it says, those erected by man. Barriers that man would erect to hide their plans of iniquity. They are weapons that are supernaturally empowered. They are divinely empowered, or God empowered, to help us overthrow evil fortifications and demolish them. They are weapons of our warfare that divinely enable us to refute, it says, arguments, theories, reasonings, destroying type councils often found in seven mountain boardrooms, and arrogant attitudes that are defiant against the true knowledge of God. All of that we see happening. There's an arrogant haughtiness against God and against the people of God that is going to be torn down, demolished by a very aggressive ecclesia. A cleansing is coming. Now, I want to move into another dream that I've been given and give us time to pray it. I feel like we must. I believe this dream goes with the avalanche dream
and even back to the dream of battering ram angels proceed, I believe this dream connects with that. First of all, remember last week, prophetically, use your divinely empowered weapons and activate your response teams to dismantle the defenses behind which people hide, organizations hide, ideologies hide, evil councils hide, politicians hide. And when the time is right, I will send the avalanche. Now, what is King Jesus going to use to start the avalanche in Washington, D.C. that he prophesied is going to happen? An avalanche that's going to sweep through and absolutely change this nation. What is he going to use? I've thought about it an awful lot. I can't say I know all of that, but perhaps maybe I'm just now seeing some of it. There's something Holy Spirit gave me that I now believe is a part of this. Because I do know it is a word for this season, and I do know Holy Spirit has had me hold it until now. I didn't know I was holding it because of another part of the dream, that a couple parts of the dream, battering ram angels and the avalanche that I had. I didn't know that. But I knew he had me hold it until today. Almost 3 months ago now, he gave me a dream, and I'm going to be very discreet with this today. Just listen with your spiritual ears. I have not talked to you about this. I've only told a few people. The morning after the dream, I went into Carol's office to tell her. Caitlin was in there, and I did tell them kind of the gist of that dream because I wanted to document the dream. But I didn't feel like I was to release it in a format like this. Also, I confided in it with a small group of apostles that I relate to. And one time I told it in Texas during a special intercessory prayer time for the nation at a Bible school where I was teaching, and Holy Spirit prompted me to tell it in that setting for prayer and decrees that we are making. But mostly, I've just been praying into this, decreeing it, and waiting for the Holy Spirit to prompt me. And I've never given all the details of this dream, scene by scene. I've never done that. But this week I began to feel that it's time, especially after the avalanche. So 3 months ago, the Lord gave me this dream. I saw a very old gray file cabinet. Like most of us have seen, I think I used to have several of them. Maybe you've even used an old gray file cabinet. It was maybe 4 feet high, something like that. And in this dream, I somehow knew that it was owned, or it was the file cabinet of a very prominent American family. I knew it was their file cabinet. This file cabinet was filled to capacity. It was crammed full with file after file of 3-tab folders. And there were two guys that were flipping through all of those files one at a time, and they were obviously looking for something. They looked through every file in the top drawer. And when they got to the end of looking at every file, they kind of looked at each other and just shook their head, not finding what they were looking for. They did the same thing at the next drawer,
All four drawers they went through that way, not finding what they were looking for. And then in this dream, one of those guys said, let's just take all the folders out of all the drawers. Let's empty this file cabinet. And they started taking out all the files in all the drawers and just stacking them up. And then one of them said, look, there are files laying flat in the bottom of the drawers. They take them all out, and one of them says, well, look here, there's a file laying flat in the bottom of the drawers. Must have been hidden by all these other files that have been standing up. And they begin to pull out these hidden files that were down flat in the drawer. And shortly after that, one of them declares out loud, holding up a file, and says, this is what we've been looking for. Here it is. And that was, again, 3 months or so ago, the beginning of May. Well, at that point in the dream, the dream shifts, and the cabinet, the file cabinet, transformed itself. I don't know how, it's a dream. It transformed itself. Unusual things happen in dreams. The file cabinet morphed into a very large computer with a very like extra large screen. And I'm sitting there now in the dream, and I'm obviously looking at a computer screen. And as I'm viewing this screen, an image comes up on the screen and it fills the screen. It just popped up. The image was that of a very long line of dominoes, uniquely shaped into the shape of a snake. Dominoes in the shape, it was like an S shape. And as I kept just staring at this, I saw the tail of the snake begin to slowly tip and finally lean and fall against another domino. And of course, then all the dominoes begin to fall, one after the other, until the head was eventually taken down. It's one of the most unusual dreams that I've ever received. I've been praying into this dream now for weeks. And this week I felt something in my spirit, a knowing. I begin to know in my spirit the dominoes are in place. The dominoes are lining up. The dominoes are in place. I don't know all that I'd like to know. I'm pressing in to know more. But something is about to be uncovered that's going to help start an avalanche in Washington, D.C. and change this nation. Dominoes are gonna fall, one after the other, after the other, after the other, and a nation will shift. Files, folders, something like that are going to be found. And God is gonna, He's gonna use it to take the head off of a serpent that has been slithering through this nation, declaring, yea, has God said. Yea, hath God said. Slithering to challenge the word of God in our nation's capital and in our state capitals. Challenging His commands, challenging what He says, challenging what His Word says, challenging His ways, infiltrating the garden with cunning deceit, infiltrating God's garden nation with crafty lies and twisted thinking. And I'm just going to say it boldly today. The king is about to stomp the head of a snake. The king is about to stomp the head of a serpent, and he's going to take it out. And life is going to flow through covenant roots that he has made with this nation. That Leviathan, the snake, has been attempting to squeeze the life out of. He has told us many times that that's what he's going to do. Just one of them, December 2020. The Lord of hosts decrees, I've commissioned Michael, my war prince, to release sufficient warriors from his army to assist my ecclesia and unlock this nation. They will swing the battering rams of heaven. This is 2 years ago. They'll swing the battering rams of heaven, energized by your word decrees, or your decrees of my word. And of course, that is now happening. 4 weeks ago, the battering ram angels appeared to me, and they asked for permission, which was, of course, I represent the apostolic and the ecclesia. Permission from the ecclesia to proceed. We gave that permission. Proceed. I will now release explosive power against entrenched evil. No longer will its wicked conspiracy be swept under the rug. I am pulling the corrupt rug off it, says the Lord. I will expose their diabolical plans. All of this is by midterms. Don't think years away. You're in the war season. It's been declared, and God's going to win it. I say your rug will now become your burial shroud. I will bury your plans. Your tombstone reads by my own finger, vanquished. Hear it. He's going to expose a file, and the dominoes are going to fall. He said he's going to do it. My ecclesia and my angel armies will explode on your strongholds and destroy them, sending shockwaves around the earth. I will release sweeping change across this nation, and I will break the back of demon princes. They will not stand. Yes, I will unravel hell's plans. I will unravel your cover-up. I will unravel your coup. I will unravel your conspiracy. I will unravel your diabolical dynasties. I will unravel the fraud. For the Lord of hosts decrees to his uncompromising ecclesia, arise in confidence, for I have opened portals throughout the land. And what I open, no one can close. I am opening heaven's windows over the earth realm. And from these portals of glory, you will now experience power flows of my might. For I will now release spiritual hurricanes. Not sure quite what he means by that, but it sure sounds good. We're in it. I don't know what he's going to do before the midterm. I will release spiritual hurricanes. That's a power force that nobody can stop. Man can't stop it. A rushing mighty wind is blowing through the land, propelled by Holy Spirit and His angel armies. It will blow away the plans of the forever loser. It will uproot iniquity. Remember, the avalanche prophecy was about uprooting, even getting into the cellars system and showing the root systems underground. I'll uproot it. It will uproot doctrines of demons. It will blow the lid off lies. It will blow the lid off deception. It will blow the covers off Jezebel government. My angels are riding the winds, pulling the ropes of change. I am turning the tide for my people. I am turning the battle. I am turning the war. I am overturning unrighteousness, overturning injustice, and overruling Leviathan's plan. Again, this is 2 years ago. I am uprooting Baal, exposing and destroying his root systems. Wow. Now, again, I don't know what part this dream plays in the king's avalanche that he says is coming, because I'm sure there's plenty the king has in mind he hasn't told anybody, or he hasn't told me at least. But I know, and I know that I know, I've prayed it through until the awareness of the Holy Ghost has occupied my spirit. I know something is about to be revealed in this war season, which means very quickly now, files are going to open that is going to expose kingpins of darkness. Dominoes will then begin to fall. Sweeping change will come to this nation. The head of a serpent is going to be stomped by our king. And America will be saved. Hallelujah. Now, singers come. Now we have an assignment. When you hear a prophetic word, you are to use that according to what Paul told Timothy. You use those prophetic words as warfare strategies to win great battles. Can't just hear it. See, I can't just preach this today. I must decree this in the name of King Jesus. We got to make a corporate decision. We got to settle this. We need to get an attitude. We intend to see this done, thank you. We need to get an attitude. We're going to stomp on a snake and stop it. Attitude. But you have to come into alignment. You got to express your faith. Heaven's waiting for the ecclesia to activate and release it. When that happens, angel armies go into gear. And I have a knowing today that we are to make this decree. I'm to make this decree. You agree with it. And those watching online, this is going to activate the angels that Michael is supposed to release in sufficient numbers to unlock this nation. And they're going to help expose a file. I don't know what it is exactly. Could be several things. Could be several files. I don't know. But I know what I saw. And the dominoes are lined up for a great fall. Now engage your faith. Stand with me. And then we'll worship into it. We engage ourselves with prayer, faith decrees, and worship, warfare. Prayers, faith decrees, worship, warfare. Lord, I stand before you today with this ecclesia, and with the ecclesia across this land and world. And as an apostle in your kingdom, I declare this word activate in the name of King Jesus. The ecclesia aligns, and now we pray it. Be in Jesus' name. Go forth in Jesus' name. Activate in Jesus' name. Open the file. Put it in the hands of those that will expose it. We will hear a file has opened. We will hear the exposure of root systems. Dominoes will fall in Jesus' name. We activate in the name of King Jesus. Angel armies, go forth this day on the assignment of the ecclesia that you're sent to assist, in alignment with the Spirit of the living God and with the voice and of authority of our King and his decision to stomp the head of the snake and take it out. We declare our agreement with our King. Be done in Jesus' name. The clever hiding is exploding. Your barriers are exploding. Lord, we declare in Jesus' name that in the supernatural realm today, the kingdom of Almighty God is engaging from the spirit realm in such a way that the natural realm will now be affected. Washington, D.C. is going to be affected. Capitals will be affected. We come into alignment with what you say, Lord. And our attitude is, we will not quit. We will not back down. We will not be intimidated. Noise will not affect us. We will say what you say. And you will do what you say. And a mighty anointing is being poured out to engage the battle in this war season. And win it. Pour out your anointing upon the apostles. Pour it all over them. Pour it all over the intercessors to engage. May the behavior shift now to aggressive ones rising and determined to seize this moment, change this nation. An unrelenting remnant engaged for this moment. We align with you, our King, and we say, let this word of the Lord activate, go forward, and as you have said and asked, we say, proceed. Proceed, angel armies. Go forth on your mission. Breaker anointing all over you. The glory and wisdom of God upon you. The glory, the wisdom of God upon the prophets, the apostles, to engage this word now and amplify it into all the nations. Amplify it into all the states, that the King is glorified. The covenant he has made with this nation, reattach.